Why, hello. It's Super Radio Maniac Fun with your host, not Loretta. Loretta's homesick today, and I'm in here filling in for her. This is Mom. We're going to play a song right now, and then we're going to try to get Loretta on the show remotely. But right now, let's hear a song that she asked me to play. It's called Lessons in Love by the band Neon Trees. This is WGXC. That was Lessons of Love by Neon Trees. Loretta, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. It's Loretta. I'm not at the radio station today, and I'm homesick, but I'm calling in, so here I am.
You're quite a trooper, Loretta.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened today.
I got a headache in the middle of health class, ironically, and a stomach ache.
Good one.
And my throat hurt.
Yeah. So, do you think it was school just like kind of making you sick today?
Yeah, I guess so.
Aw. So, yeah. So health class, what were you doing in health class?
I don't know. Can I just say what I like about this?
Yeah.
You can't tell me to talk into the microphone.
You know what I like about it?
You don't have to tell me to talk into the microphone.
Not exactly. I don't have to tell Sage to talk into the microphone. Yeah, that makes a big noise. Okay, if you could see the red, you made like a square of red on the Audacity file. Also a square of red.
Loud enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to blow out the transmitter. So what's it like? Can you remind everybody what it's like when you get to go home sick from school?
Well, you know, I'm just having this huge party. Everyone's jumping everywhere and destroying the house while you're gone, you know.
Yeah. No, come on. It's really kind of fun going home sick from school, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. The little cough was very convincing.
That was real. That was a cough.
I know it was real, and I know it was a cough. Okay, so you got any cats with you?
What?
Got any cats curled up with you?
Oh, no. I don't think Bella liked the song I was just playing. I was just playing a Jesse J song on my computer, and Bella didn't really like it. She kind of made this angry face and ran away.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she make a "why don't you play Fantagram" face?
No, she doesn't like Fantagram either. She likes on the song we just played, "Lessons in Love."
Really?
Yeah, I put that on and she was purring.
So, Loretta, what would you like me to play next?
I don't know. I gave you some song choices earlier. Do you remember any of them?
Yeah, but they're all kind of indie-ish, like as if like I'm sort of picking them, and I want to play songs that you like.
Mom, they are songs that I like.
All right. Have we played "Take a Walk" by Passion Pit?
I think so, but you can play that if you want.
Can I play that again?
Right.
It's a pretty excellent song. All right, here's "Take a Walk" by Passion Pit on Super Radio Maniac Fun. You're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM. It's the Youth Show with Loretta. Loretta, you going to stay with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Don't go away.
Okay.
Don't go off and, you know, party too much or something. It's loading.
Money, brother.
That was Passion Pit with Take a Walk. Hey, you're tuned to Super Radio Maniac Fun. Loretta, you still with us? Why, I think we have to call her again. Should we try? All right, hang on. Let's try to call Loretta again. Loretta? Are you there? I guess not. So while I try to get Loretta back on the phone, because she's homesick today, we're going to play a song called Listomania by the band Phoenix. Loretta?
So sentimental, not sentimental, no, romantic, not disgusting, yet darling, I'm down and lonely, when with a fortune and only, I've been looking for something else, do let, chocolate, do let's go slowly, discouraged, distant from other interests, on your favorite weekend, and in this love for gentlemen only. Listomania, think less but see it grow, like a ride, oh, not easily offended, not hard to let it go, from a mess to the masses.
Listomania, think less but see it grow, like a ride, not easily offended, not hard to let it go, from a mess to the masses.
That was Listomania by Phoenix. Have we got you back, Loretta?
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, awesome. How you feeling?
Other than my headache, stomach ache, and throat pain, pretty good.
At least you're not at school.
Yeah.
So I wanted to tell you something that I saw online.
Yeah?
It's a Facebook... It was on Facebook, and... It's a Peanuts cartoon, okay?
Okay.
And it's Linus, and... Okay, it's one of these characters... It's not Lucy, but it's a character that looks like Lucy, but she's got a ponytail. I forget her name.
Don't ask me.
Okay, and then Charlie Brown, and they're at the wall. You know how sometimes in Peanuts, they're all just, like, leaning on a wall?
Yeah.
And the one in the middle says, you know what's funny? Paintings of Adam and Eve where they both have belly buttons.
I know, I've seen that before. I have that picture on my computer because it's like it's a philosophy dinosaur. You don't get it, but it's just like a picture of a philosophy dinosaur, and he's saying, why are Adam and Eve always shown with a belly button?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And on Facebook it came from It came from the Facebook page of Tom DiPietro.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know, he's a big fan of your show.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's an awesome guy. Shout out to Tom and Dot.
Yeah.
So do you have any more, like, kind of pictures like that you'd like to, like, read?
There's one picture that was just cracking me up during my swim practice yesterday. I was just thinking about it and smiling. I'm trying to find it. It's like, there's this kid, and where is it?
Take your time.
Okay. I'm looking for it.
We're in no hurry.
Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna try to describe it. It's this kid, and he's holding a banana, and he's really young.
A banana?
Yeah, a banana. And the kid has this hair that looks like a mushroom, and it's bright red. This little boy, and his hair is kind of, like, bubbly and really geeky. It's not like a geeky kid. He's, like, maybe four. And his hair is just really bubbly, and it makes him look like a mushroom. And it's a YouTube video. I didn't watch it. It's just the picture. And... it said, kid can't say banana. So it's this kid holding a banana that looks kind of like a mushroom. And the first comment on it says, this is sensational. I have never once seen a talking mushroom.
I know that when you were on Rancho Thatchmo over the weekend, you read analogies by high school students.
Do you want me to try to find those?
Yeah, if you could try to find those, even though you already, this is sort of a, we're stealing this from Rancho Thatchmo, but I thought maybe you could steal a few for your own show.
Okay.
Is it called, like, Random Analogies by Lazy
Really High Bad High School, Really Bad Analogies Written by High School Students.
Okay.
Her eyes were like two brown circles with big black dots in the center. He was as tall as a 6'3" tree. Her face was a perfect oval, like a circle that had its two sides gently compressed by a thigh master.
I like that one.
From the attic came an unearthly howl. The whole scene had an eerie, surreal quality, like when you're on vacation in another city and Jeopardy comes on at 7 p.m. instead of 7:30. John and Mary had never met. They were like two hummingbirds who had also never met.
That's one of my favorites.
She had a deep, throaty, genuine laugh, like that sound a dog makes just before it throws up. The ballerina rose gracefully and point and extended one slender leg behind her, like a dog at a fire hydrant.
Lovely.
He was as lame as a duck. Not the metaphorical lame duck, either, but a real duck that was actually lame. Maybe from stepping on a landmine or something. Her vocabulary was as bad as, like, whatever. She grew on him like she was a colony of E. coli, and he was a room-temperature Canadian beef. The revelation that his marriage of 30 years had disintegrated because of his wife's infidelity came as a rude shock, like a surcharge at a formerly surcharge-free ATM.
That's a rude shock.
The lamp just sat there like an inanimate object. I think that must be my favorite.
That's a good one. I don't think I'm going to look at lamps the same way after hearing that one.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's all of them.
All right, that was pretty good. That was fun, Loretta. You get a super big, super radio pat on the back today.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So, do you want me to play, how about a Kelly Clarkson song?
Did we play Hello last week?
Is Hello the old one that you like? Do you know what album it's on?
No.
It's
on Stronger.
All right. I'll play that. You okay there?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Did you just say bless you?
Yeah.
Kill.
Well, this has been Super Radio Maniac Fun with your host, Loretta's mom. We're going to head over to the Catskill Studio for the afternoon show. Thanks so much for listening.